the end of Parashas Va'era, we deal with the Makkah of Barad. So Rashi quotes in Perites Pasuk of Dalid that the Barad was a nes bitoch nes, that it was a double nes, that we had fire and water, you had the fire and water mixed in. And even though they usually don't mix together, because the Barad was the water and it was fire and water together, in order to make peace, in order to do the Ratzon Hashem, they created Shalom. So the Sefer, the Dvar Tov, points out, but what do you mean, Asu Shalom Beinehem? Beforehand they had Shalom also. They were, the water and fire were in different places. There was no Machlokas, no Ketata. So it says, by bringing them together, you made Shalom. What do you mean? There was Shalom before. So the answer is no. What is Shalom? We usually view Shalom as a lack of machlokas, lack of fighting. But that would be a negative thing. It'd be, when I don't have a fighting, so it's Shalom. You're not bad. That doesn't make you good. But Shalom is a positive thing, as the Gemara tells us in Yevamos. Samach Beis Amin Beis. That someone who doesn't get married is lacking simcha. So, and then it goes on and says, a man who's not married is missing shalom. So Shai, when are you missing shalom? It'd be the opposite. When you're living alone, who are you fighting with? There's no one around. But there are disagreements during marriage and you have disputes. So like, what do you mean? If anything, one would say marriage is the cause of, not the cause, but just a pragmatic matter. There's going to be disputes when you're married, if you're living with your roommate. But I'm saying by yourself, so there's no one to fight with, you would think that would be the Yikar Shalom. So the answer is no. If there's no Machokes, there's no Shalom. That doesn't make it Shalom. Because it's because you have no one to fight with. The Midah Shalom isn't a lack of fighting, but it's making peace. It's only when there's a possibility of machlokas and you don't. When there's a possibility and you don't fight, that's the meat of shalom. It's only a positive thing. Therefore, if you're not married, you're not living. I mean, you're living without shalom. I mean, it might be peaceful, but it's not the shalom we're talking about. So too, that's what Rashi getting at. The bara and the eish, when they were separate, big deal. So it wasn't shalom. Asu shalom beinayim is because it's only when there's a potential for machlokas and you don't fight, so then it's considered shalom. And that's what they talk about. There's a famous discussion in the Akronim. Is Choshech an independent creation or is this the absence of life? So there's a Gra in Parshas Bereishis. We make the bracha Yotzo Eor Uvore Choshech. Created darkness. So we see darkness isn't just the absence of lights, but it's also a creation. And that's why it says, Yotzor Uvori Choshech Oseh Shalom. We see from this that Shalom is the creation itself. So therefore, we assume it's only the possibility of Machlokas. And in fact, that's how he explains that we have different sayings. Sometimes we say, Lech Lishalom, go to peace. Lech B'Shalom, go in peace. So what's the difference? When do we do Lech L'Shalom? And when do we say Lech B'Shalom? So, because in Lech L'Shalom is a person, is a living person. So you could have a relationship with someone, that means you could have a machlokas, so they have a Lech L'Shalom, go in peace. But someone who passed away, you don't have the possibility of machlokas. You got to be lech b'sholem, go in sholem, go to shlemus. And that's the pshat as well. The Netziv writes in the Meshiv Dover. He points out that we know sholem was created on the second day of creation. Why? Why not? Why didn't we create sholem on the first day? Because that's the Yisrael. On the first day, when there's only oneness, there's no potential for machlokas. You can't have shalom. Only on the second day, when you have a potential for machlokes, so then show them what's created. And that's why we say the Shir Shel Yom Sheni on Monday, Shir Mizmar Levnei Korach, Kapitel Memches. It was written by the B'nai Korach, who were involved in machlokes. Yefei Nosh Masov Ka'aretz is in this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns that a good wife makes the whole world seem happy. But what's the point? That's the Indian of Shalom. That you have to create Shalom on the second day. And that's why we say the Mizmor Shia, the Korach, which involves Machlokas, we have it on the same day, because if you get have Machlokas, that's the time for Shalom. And that's the Nes here, Nes Bitoch Nes, that the Bara, the fire, and the water are able to coexist and make Shalom. The fact that they were in separate places, this was the water is in the Nile and the fire is somewhere else, that doesn't make Shalom. That's this lack of Machlokas. It's Yotza or Uveri Choshek, and that's the Yisod of Rashi here, that Shalom isn't just a lack of peace, but we have to make a positive effort to make Shalom and avoid Machlokas.